HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
What has the impact of COVID been on your business?
Well, let me start by saying, and I think you will agree with me, that 2020 has been a miserable year. I mean, by any way that you look at it, it has been a miserable year. It's been a miserable year for our global community. It's been a miserable year for our societies. It's been a miserable year for us individually, and certainly it has impacted and disrupted business. For us, we are lucky. We have a large organization, as I said, 300,000 people, 55,000 of them in India. We have gone virtual because the first thing that we did was to protect our people. We went virtual. We've continued to serve clients. We've been growing at double-digit rates. It impacted us pretty substantially, like it impacted every business. We are still growing, but we're growing at modulated rates. So the first big impact was certainly the way that we work and the way that we serve our clients. And it has impacted, as I said, everybody. But there has been a silver lining in this, I believe. I think it has pointed out that there is a better way to address some of the issues that were underneath that we need to address. One being climate. I don't think we are going to go back to the way that we used to live and work. This year, the emissions are the lowest that they've been in a long time, an 8% reduction. I mean, I told you that I went to a boarding school. It's on the foothills of the Himalayas. And I, as a young boy, I could actually see the Himalayas. And then over the last 40 years or so, that view was constrained by air pollution. We've been able to see the Himalayas again. So I think there is a silver lining, and I think there is there's a wake-up call for us to address some of these issues around climate, around social justice and racial justice, around income inequality. And I think that's been the silver lining of this pandemic, but this pandemic has been a very disruptive force.
You interact with a lot of chief executives and boards, given your role. How are they coping? Are most companies, most large companies, have they adapted? Are some of them still struggling?
I think they have certainly adapted. They have responded to the crisis. I think everybody has gone through or will go through three phases. First is to respond. This was unprecedented. I think you probably heard people talk about the fact I've been with the firm for 34 years, in business for 34 years. I've never experienced anything like this, which is a health-led global pandemic that has impacted everybody. And so everybody has responded, but they've also started recovering. And I believe many businesses are on the path to recovery. But then the issue is, how do you thrive when we come out of this pandemic? And we will come out of it. With the vaccines coming on, I think there is real hope that we will be coming to the other side of this pandemic. So how do you thrive in the new normal? But, you know, you asked a question in terms of how they are responding. I believe this pandemic has impacted in the way that we work, in the way that we live and consume, and it has reaffirmed a few things. It has reaffirmed the power of technology, particularly digital, cloud, cyber, and it has reaffirmed our need as a global community to address issues like climate, like social justice, et cetera. So I mean, to answer your question, I think most people are responding and responding adequately, but they are now starting to recover and envision how they will thrive post-pandemic. I would say this, one other thing. I mean, the ones that will be successful in the response played good defense, to use a soccer analogy, if you will, a football analogy. They played good defense, made sure that they had adequate liquidity, made sure that they took care of their people, made sure that they served their clients and their customers with distinction. But at the same time, they started thinking about playing great offense. How do you play the cards that have been dealt? in the most productive way, given the core competencies that you have. And those are the entities and businesses that will thrive post-pandemic.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.